If you saw the game last night, first of all, that pick six from Matt Stafford sure was ugly. San Francisco had their way. But the hit of the night may not have been in the actual contest. WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney joining us live with that story. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guy, what's going on? This update brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more. Yeah, all the action last night just before halftime there, guy. An animal rights activist decided he was going to put on a show and take a run across Levi Stadium on the field with what appeared to be a pink flare of some sort. So he's doing his thing, and you actually saw a security guard go down. I believe he got injured, sadly. Linebackers Bobby Wagner and Takaris McKinley were going to have absolutely nothing to do with it. Once the animal rights activists got in their vicinity, he was taken out in short order. The quote, "That's not making a play," Wagner said, "that's just keeping it safe. You don't know what the fan got or what they're doing. You see it all the time, and we don't know what they're carrying in their pockets. It's whatever that little smoke stuff is, but that blankety blank could be dangerous." So he seized the moment and, as they say, took care of business. And the pick six you allude to from number nine, Matthew Stafford, actually the sixth interception of the year through four games. The defending Super Bowl champs are struggling just a bit. They are at 2-2 with a hobbled, if you will, offensive line. Guy, this update brought to you by the good folks at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown, located near me in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. So, lesson to us all. You know what? You might want to stay off the field because he got taken down with force and taken to the hooskow.
That's a bad night. I was cringing on a number of fronts there. First of all, those shorts he was wearing were just a bad choice. But
should have been taken out just for that.
Just for that. I got to ask you, Dan Campbell kind of ruminating on changes he's going to make to the defense. Maybe some personnel changes, but not in terms of the defensive coordinator. Do you know what he might have up his sleeve?
You know what? It's the personnel that he has. Now, I think defensively, Aaron Glenn and Dan Campbell could take a lesson from the offense, because what we saw in that loss to the Seahawks, you had five guys on the offensive side of the ball that were on the practice squad at one time or another.
Yeah.
So the next man up theory, guy, certainly paid off for the offense. Now, defensively, talking to Mike O'Hara last night, why not give the crafty, wily veteran Jared Davis a go? I've always liked the guy's motor. He never goes into a game unprepared, and you've got to do something. But here's the trick of the deal. Your personnel is your personnel. So what those changes will be remains to be seen. They are a 3-point underdog, by the way, when they go to Foxborough to face the 1-3 New England Patriots. A team, by the way, guy, that'll be working with their third-string quarterback, Bailey Zappe, and a team, by the way, that is averaging 15.7 points per game.
Yeah, we'll await that. Steve, thanks so much.
All right, guy, enjoy the day, my friend.
I sure will. And one other final nugget before we let you go, and that is Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, sadly, have both hired divorce attorneys. Hate to see a family break.